the 30 point buck.
30 point buck.
30 point. The Grilling Guys.
30 point buck.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Bob, where can people find us on that World Wide Web thing?
Yeah, thegrillingguys.com. And I'd have to say both of the emails are right now busted. We're having an issue with Microsoft.
Yeah.
So I'm going to win this battle, and we're going to get new email.
That's good. And it'll be the same address as just a different server, I guess, we're working on.
Yeah, we'll see. But either way, you can check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. We're also on Rumble and I believe Truth Social now. So okay. we're expanding to all these right. other platforms. Case Zuckerberg gets pissed at me always
right,
talking about
well,
him.
Again. Yeah. But so when we left the last segment, we were talking about deep fried turkeys, and it's worth talking about this process because you don't want to put your turkey in the oil, have it overflow onto the flame. That will be a nasty mess instantly that you do not want to have.
Yeah, and if you're using peanut oil, you're not going to have a fire risk. You're going to have a mess.
Right.
And the side of your turkey cooker, and mine I just recently cleaned, but the side of it will be permanently, like, it'll look like there's dark varnish all over it forever.
Right.
It took me like hours and hours of soaking recently to clean it up because I was using it down at the kitchen.
Right. So deep frying a turkey, a great way to do it. Okay, but you got a big pot, and what you want to do the day before the turkey that you're going to cook is set that turkey in the bottom of that pan and fill it with water till it's about an inch or two above the turkey, and just take some sort of a pencil, a Sharpie, something, and mark the interior edge. And then when you pull it out, then, you're going to mark it where the water level is. Not when the turkey's in there, but where the water level is after you take it out, because that's where you want to fill it to the oil. So when you put the turkey back in the next day, it's going to come up and you're not going to overflow, right? Because that is what you just absolutely cannot do, is overflow that. When you got a hot flame and you splash oil on the flame, you're going to get a big fire.
And you don't have that problem with a smoker. So what are we going to do with a smoker?
Well, that's how I'm doing it, is I'm going to smoke our turkey, and I'm going to fire up the good one just because it's in my driveway right now. Normally, I would do this on my big green egg, right? But either of those are a wood-fired / lump charcoal-fired smoker. So that's where I'm starting. And then we'll cover in the last – or are we in the fourth segment? Conrad, I'm lost.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, so, so what I want to do then is, because we wanted to cover spatchcocking.
It's okay. Finish up with how you're going to smoke.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to spatchcock this chicken, or this turkey, rather, which means taking the back out of it, cutting the rib cages out.
Laying it open like a filet.
Right. We've done this process before, and we can do it again if we don't run out of time. But then I season the inside, and then I rub butter all over the outside of it and put my seasonings on after that butter's on there.
Do you ever put sprigs of herbs under the skin, cut little slots, and,
no,
and make
it kind of... No, I've
never
done that.
It's really cool. I've seen a few instances of it, and I've tried it a few times, and I kind of just like the looks of it.
What I've done with the herbs, and you're talking like rosemary and
whatever,
fennel,
any of your cousins,
thyme, any of those, yeah. So what I've done is I bunched them up and put a little butcher's twine around them and set the bird on them. Okay, so that it's sitting not on the grates of the smoker, but it's sitting on those herbs.
Oh, putting sprigs of herbs down.
Right.
Wonderful idea.
So the heat from below the bird goes through the seasonings, and then...
You can then chop those up and use them for other things, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like blend them in with your crustinis or anything like that.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. But that's how I do it. The turkey seasoning, you can get any poultry seasoning that you... There's nothing magic about that.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much for not talking about green bean casserole, because that looks like something the dog left. So,
come on, man. That is a favorite. You got mashed potatoes, green beans, and squash, right? You're going to have those are the three on my house.
0 for 9 in my house that want that.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, see? I bought the stuff already.
Oh.
Conrad, you're spot on. No, $4 a tub for those little French fried onions.
Yep.
And but she had to have them, so we got them.
If you were lucky or smart, you would have stocked up your pantry this summer, so you wouldn't be feeling that bruise right now. And I know we have a few cans, but we never use them.
Right. Oh, I got plenty of beans and all the other stuff they put in there, but that it was the onions, those French fried onions that were the shocker. They were like, holy crap.
So Conrad really likes the onion part of it. I'm guessing you're a onion ring friend.
I like, but I want to talk about stuffing real quick because okay. I don't put too much into the show, you know, as besides laughing
but
at
But you make
boys.
Stuffing, huh?
No, what it is my wife makes obviously stuffing in the bird, but then she has the big stuffing. And it's not the same because it's not crispy, you know, it's not great. But here's what you do. The day after, when you're doing those Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches, you take that leftover stuffing and you put it in the waffle maker.
Oh.
You shut it down, and then it comes out. It's crispy.
Unbelievable.
It's hot, and it's so good for the leftover
Conrad,
stuffing. Conrad.
Yeah. Groundbreaking technique.
There
are you made history on the grilling, guys.
Are you kidding me?
I'm literally excited.
You've been sitting there for years and never come up with anything that good.
No, that's good, man. That's really good. And everybody has a waffle maker.
Right.
Yeah. How often do you use them, though? Get that mother out.
Right.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to get the test kitchen going on that one.
Yeah.
Now, hey.
Maple syrup
you
on that,
do
maybe?
All
Yeah. Sorry.
That's weird.
it's just
not
hit
a
me.
Waffle. Good work. Yeah. Good work.
All right. That's all I got.
I'm speechless. That's all you got. Come on, man. You're on a roll.
Yeah, what else? How about cranberries? Do you like
No, no.
You got to have the
if you don't have the little ridges from the
can,
it's not
gelatinous.
Yeah, that's how you just plop it out on the thing. That's all you do.
You don't do fresh cranberries.
No.
Oh, my mom used to grind them with orange peel and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's the way my girl does it.
Yeah, I could never do it. It's just so bitter.
Maureen's cranberries are the best I've ever had.
Well, good. That's why you stuck with her. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the reason. Jeez.
So did we get through it?
I don't know.
Brining and deep frying and spatchcocking and smoking.
If you're doing a chicken, I would tell you this. You can stand it upright with a beer can.
Right.
Smoker.
In the cavity.
Deal, and put a little orange juice in it. Make sure you stuff some fruit down the top of the cavity so that it steams up.
Yeah.
But a half a can, soup can full of orange juice. Fantastic profile.
Yep.
But that's if you want to stand. You can stand up a turkey the same way if your oven's big enough.
Right. Well, take a rack out and put it on the bottom, and yeah.
Well, you got to be careful if you put it on the bottom.
Because it gets
hot. You burn his feet.
Right. Right. That's exactly it. And the smoker for me is I'm using the oven for something else, right? Whether it's mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, casserole. I know that doesn't happen at Bob's house. But,
and most of us don't have double ovens.
Right.
Wish I did every Thanksgiving.
So that smoker, what that does is avails me a lot of oven space. Lisa always makes a pie for...
How many hours in that smoker? Because my wife is up like at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning to get the bird in.
Right.
So it's the same deal. It's time and temperature.
Right.
So that's it?
Yeah. 165 is all. And I tell you what, though, with spatchcocking that, it's going to cook... You're going to take about 30% of the cook time off of that because you got more surface
area.
But
most people aren't probably going to do that. Most people, I'm going to say, want the presentation of the bird.
Yep.
Do you disagree?
But you
like to spatchcock because that's easy for us, but I'm just saying most people don't want to butcher this first bird they get and screw it up and experiment on Thanksgiving. So,
yeah, I guess.
You know.
Yeah,
so I'm saying they're probably going to leave it upright.
Yep.
And it's... The first time you pull one out of a smoker, you're going to love it. But I'm going to tell you to run that temperature on that smoker between 225 and 300. Keep it up a little more than you might on a brisket or something else. And here's why. You don't want to over-smoke that bird.
Right.
So the higher your temperature goes, the less smoke you're throwing at it. If you have a good lump charcoal, like I use Royal Oak. If I have Royal Oak charcoal... I know the flavor from the smoke is going to be wonderful, and that's really all you need.
Right.
You don't need to put flavor wood on a turkey. You just want some savory.
Yep. And don't oversmoke it because it gets a little bitter, and then your whole family will wrinkle their nose up on the first bite.
My wife had a fit when I told her I was going to do one for her family party about 10 years ago.
Right.
And I said, let me do one of the three. So I did one of the three. I've told this story a million times. that one was gone first. Right. There's two that came out of the oven that sat there like, you know, the ugly girls at a dance.
Right, yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, but on the smoker, the meat's a little pink, though, isn't it, right? I mean,
you get a smoke ring.
Right, yeah. Yes. But pink is bad from the oven. Pink is good from the smoker if you got to your 165 degrees at the deepest part.
Good time to have a thermal pen right now.
Right.
Poke that in the joints. Be careful how you poke the breast.
Right.
That's a rule of thumb.
I understand.
No matter where
you go. Yeah. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Sorry about the rabbit trails that we went down today, but you ought to be used to it. So anyway, hey, have a safe Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.